Welcome to Ugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning, this is Brad. It's March 25th. As usual, I have Sam and Kevin in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
So March Madness is in full swing. You guys got a favorite?
No, not really. I'm not a big college basketball fan. I wanted someone to win the $1 billion. I always like to see if anyone's get close to winning the $1 billion bracket, but Mercer killed about like 90% of people.
Not only did they not get close, no one made it out of the first round. You know, I mean, some 15 to 30 million people, and not one person made it through the first round.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Baylor's still in it, so that's the only reason I.
Still
and, I notice as you say that, you're casually looking out of the corner of your eye my way, inferring about where's West Virginia, right?
You know, I didn't see that. So
yeah, right.
I really didn't.
Okay.
So I assume they're out, given your...
They didn't even make it. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. But and some of the big names are out. You know, Kansas is out.
Duke got knocked out.
Duke. So I do find it hard to stay interested, though, when you don't have a dog in the hunt.
Well, yeah, and all the good players go straight to the pros, too. So you have these – it's a weird animal, college basketball, really.
Well, and you're right. I mean, it's a one and done, and so you have a powerhouse 1 year full of freshmen, such as Kentucky. Next year, they're rebuilding again, so you never have any consistency.
And the only good thing about it is anything can happen. You know, I mean, you have – you know, the Mercer story, and then you have powerhouses like Kansas that fall out.
That's correct. Do you think we ought to introduce our guest?
Is that what we're here for?
He probably thinks not.
So today we have Dr. Tim O'Connor with us from Catalyst Physical Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you didn't ask me any questions about basketball.
you could say anything and we would agree with you, so it wouldn't really matter.
Okay.
So Dr. O'Connor, just as we always do, if you could give us a little bit of background on yourself, where you're from, where you grew up, where you went to school, how you got to be doing what you're doing today.
Great. Yeah, I'm from upstate New York. My mom was a nurse, and she taught nursing, and we had a big Irish-Italian family and a big Irish-Italian neighborhood, and for folks who know, that means that any number of people can stop over your house at any moment. So because my mom was a nurse, we had like a little healthcare center going in our kitchen, a community healthcare center. So people were always coming over to get their ears looked at or their blood pressure checked or get their allergy shots. So I kind of grew up around healthcare, and we never went to the doctor because my mom could pretty much handle anything from our home. So I had no exposure to sickness and disease or anything like that until my sister got really sick. When I was about 8 years old, she was 10. She came down with, what can only be described now as chronic fatigue and really bad joint pain. So she couldn't even walk up the stairs. She was losing weight. She was losing her hair. She was sleeping 18 hours and just in really rough shape. And it got worse and worse and worse as the months went on. My mom was taking her to one specialist after another. And all they kept saying was, we're not sure. We got to do more testing. And she's going to Boston and New York City and Montreal looking for answers, and nobody knew what was wrong with my sister. And I remember the adults whispering behind closed doors that we have to prepare ourselves because, you know, she might die and it doesn't look good. And finally, one guy said, you know, it's lupus. I'm going to go out on a limb here. It's an autoimmune disease called systemic lupus erythematosus, and there's no cure. So she's going to live a short life. She's going to live a painful life. And all we can do is put her on steroids for the inflammation and the pain. So I'm sorry, there's no hope, no cure. But my mom was a Christian woman, and she didn't want to believe in no hope, no cure. So she kept looking, and she found a woman who said, you should go see this doctor down in New York City. He's a medical doctor, but he's definitely different. He's not mainstream. In fact, the AMA is always trying to pull his license for one thing or another. The guy's always getting in trouble. But I'll tell you, he helped so-and-so with cancer, and he helped this lady with multiple sclerosis. He just gets amazing results. But I want you to know that, you know, he's off the beaten path. And my mom said, well, what does he talk about? What does he do that's so radical? She said, well, he does nutrition and detoxification and chiropractic. And my mom thought, well, that doesn't sound too strange. I go to a chiropractor, and how could nutrition be dangerous? So what the heck? I'll take her down there. Anyways, she brought my sister down to New York City, and this guy gave our family the vitalistic, holistic philosophy that we teach in our clinic, that the body can heal from anything if you just remove the blockages. And he found out, after doing a way more extensive examination and thorough examination than anybody had done thus far, he spent 5 hours with her, found out she had 40 food allergies. She was toxic. She was malnourished. She was dehydrated. She had these twists and turns in her spine called vertebral subluxation that was blocking nerve impulses going to vital organs. And he said, look, if we remove these blockages, get some good nutrition in there, detox her body, heal up her digestive system, she's going to heal. The body can heal from anything. So my mom came back with renewed hope. And we started doing some juicing and some cleansing and detoxing and taking vitamins and going to the chiropractor. And lo and behold, in a year and a half later, she was completely cured of this life-threatening disease that supposedly there was no cure for. And along the way, it was, you know, doing things like a 5-day juice fast, and we even got up to doing water fasts and things like that, you know, 12-day nothing but distilled water cleansing. So I don't recommend that. That's not something that people need to be healthy, because there's lots of ways of detoxing the body. Now we're very sophisticated with detox, where you can still eat 3 square meals a day and detox your body at the same time. But it does work, and it was miraculous for my sister. So at a very young age, I learned that you know, you don't have to be sick to get better, because I went along with this whole program, and I felt better. And I watched my sister's body completely transform. So the largest drugless healing profession in the world is chiropractic, and I was just attracted to that profession and came down to Life College in Marietta. I went to school there, graduated in 1992, and went out to Phoenix and practiced for 18 years out there. And, you know, in my practice, I saw lots of people. I was seeing hundreds of people a day, and I always wanted to work with other practitioners. So I'm constantly referring people out to physical therapists, medical doctors, homeopathy, nutritionists, detox experts, so a big referral source. And sometimes those patients would come back and sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes those doctors would work with me and sometimes they wouldn't. I always thought, gosh, it would be great to have everybody under the same roof so that we could have this integrated approach. So for the last 5 years, that's what I've been doing, is bringing together medical doctors, physical therapists, osteopaths, chiropractors, PAs and nurse practitioners, hormone replacement therapists, nutritional experts, and working on everybody with a team approach, so that when the patient comes to us, they're actually being seen by a team. It's really unique, because in our practice, we'll have, you know, sometimes some good discussions between the medical department, who wants to do it one way, and the chiropractic, you know, massage therapy nutritional department, who really wants to be much more holistic. And we come together as a team and we decide what's best for the patient, from coming from all approaches. So it's very unique. It's very different. It's really an approach and a practice model that's taking off nationwide. I'm part of a consulting group that helps guys set these practices up. So there's many medical doctors all over the country that are looking to integrate with more natural health physicians, because, well, frankly, that's what patients want nowadays. They want more than just drugs and surgery and nonstop pharmaceuticals. So we work with acupuncturists, chiropractors, medical doctors, physical therapists, and we show them how to work together and create a practice that has the patient in mind, rather than just, you know, revenue or pushing drugs on the public.
Dr. O'Connor, it's a great subject. I mean, I would venture to say that no one will argue about a healthy lifestyle, holistic approach to living as being good.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to obviously expand that. But as you know, this show is about seniors. So
yes.
What I want to do is ask you, give us an example or tell us how this approach relates to that population. What are some of the cases? How do you approach a typical senior that comes in with a variety of issues, and how do you go about addressing them?
Great. Well, a lot of seniors find us with degenerative joint disease in their neck, in their low back, in their knees. Very common for them to be severely afflicted with degenerative joint disease in their knees. And they don't want to have surgery. They're tired. You know, cortisone injections may have worked for a little while, but the pain came back. And, well, they only let you have 3 cortisone injections a year for a reason, because they're so, you know, dangerous and damaging. But they do reduce the inflammation. They help short term. So these folks come with us with degenerative joint disease, and we help them rehab those joints. Just improving the range of motion and the flexibility will get somebody back on their feet and get them out of pain. And many of these folks, you know, they're going to still have degeneration. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in their 60s, 70s, 80s, but at least they feel better. At least they're more able to go do some gardening and play with the grandkids.
All right, let's explore that. Mm-hmm. You got a degenerative joint disease. Let's say it's a hip.
Mm-hmm.
The hip decays basically to a point. To at some time, there's bone on bone, and mm-hmm. that's usually when, at some point, a hip replacement is recommended. Now, you're not talking about taking that type of condition and reversing it.
Certainly not.
Okay, but you're talking about moving up to that point in lessening.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of, like, 9 out of 10 of my knee people that come in that are in their 70s have heard this bone on bone. And we take x-rays, and it turns out there's actually some space left. It's not quite bone on bone. If it was, they'd already have the surgery, or they wouldn't be able to walk.
Right.
However, they think it's bone on bone because that's what they've heard.
Right.
And we're actually able to inject some hyaluron and gel into that knee, which is a mechanical cushion that helps reduce the inflammation. It slows down the degeneration, and it takes away the pain. So we're avoiding surgery. We're avoiding cortisone injections. We may put surgery off for 6 months, a year. We may put it off indefinitely if they keep getting those injections. It's a series of 5 injections that fills the joint with gel. We steal it from a rooster comb. It's the same stuff that God gave us in our knees. It's called hyaluronic acid. We just steal it from a rooster, put it into injectable form, and put it in the knee. So it's not a drug. It's not an anti-inflammatory. It's just a mechanical cushion. So that's what I recommend for those folks with degenerative joint disease in the knees.
So this may be a stupid question, but how does it stay there?
That's a good question. Yeah. Well, it doesn't. In fact, the body reabsorbs it slowly over time. Sometimes that happens in 6 months, and sometimes it happens in a couple of years. But bracing is important. If the knee is out of balance, it'll need a brace, because if the knee's off balance, it's easier for that stuff to leak out. But because it's in a joint capsule, it stays there for quite a while. It even surprises me that it'll stay there for up to a year.
Let's expand on that. And this is, mm-hmm. I understand, but let's expand on that. The body naturally produces a lubricant called synovial fluid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As the knee starts to degenerate, does the body continue to produce the same amount of fluid, or is that lessened? What's your take on that, or am I way out of line?
No, that's very good. What we're talking about is the cartilage that's on top of the joints, just on top of the bone, the hyaluronic cartilage. Synovial fluid is continually produced by the body in between that cartilage.
Okay.
So this is harder stuff. And as we age and degenerate, it's harder for the body to recreate that hyaluronin
and
to keep that cartilage there. So many people lose it and they don't get it back. So we put the gel in there and it slows down the degeneration. It takes away the pain. They're able to move much better than they were before. So it changes their lifestyle and they don't have to have that surgery. And many people are too old to have the surgery too. It's just not a good idea if you're suffering from heart problems and, you know, maybe obesity to go on the operating table at 83 years old. You know, we had a woman the other day she was 94 years old, and she just had severe pain in her shoulders. And, you know, she's in a wheelchair. We could barely take x-rays of her. But we were able to improve the range of motion and reduce the pain in her shoulder with some simple soft tissue work, you know, something we called active release technique and Graston technique. And I hesitate to say chiropractic because people think of popping joints on a 94-year-old, but we're using very fine instruments. And, you know, it's very conservative. She was only there for 3 visits, but she felt better.
Mm. So backing up the clock, we've been talking about 70-year-olds, but if you back up the clock 10, 15, 20 years, what can those adults do to kind of prevent being in that place at 70, or maybe to delay being in that place? So instead of needing a hip replacement at 70, they need a hip replacement at 80.
Right. Well, we talk a lot about alignment, of course. You know, you think of alignment on your car. If there's a little bit of a misalignment, then the tires wear quicker. Same thing on the human body.
And wear abnormally. That's the key.
Yeah, they wear abnormally. So if the knees are misaligned, the pelvis is misaligned, that's pretty common to see pelvic distortions creating knee and ankle problems later on. Mm-hmm. So alignment is number one. And the number two, I would say, is strength and flexibility around those joints areas. You want to strengthen the muscles around the joint. And just keep your body flexible. I mean, I tell everybody who's over 50 that comes in on the second visit when I'm going over x-rays, I say, look, we're not going to make you 18 again. But at your age, at my age, I'm 48 this month, at my age, at our age, it's all about mobility. We got to keep moving. We got to have every muscle, every joint in its full range of motion. And that's what keeps us young. True age is spinal age, and it's flexibility and motion.
And I think what you said, Dr. O'Connor, is so true. It has to do with proper structure. And you made the analogy of a car, and it's true. Mm-hmm. The body, just like anything else, wears. So obviously you want it in proper alignment to wear properly. And if it doesn't, it wears abnormally. And people don't understand that. They don't envision that.
Well, my mechanical engineers who are patients, they understand. They love it. The very best spinal biomechanics experts were all started out as engineers. A great chiropractor named Clarence Gonstead was a mechanical engineer, and he got his back fixed by a chiropractor. He became a chiropractor, developed one of the best techniques ever.
And Brad knows where I'm coming from here. I'm not going to, politically, I'm going to be correct here, but the bottom line is that is true. You need to do preventative stuff on the body. And that's where, in my mind, that's the value of all this.
Right.
So I want to address both of those points that you just brought up. From a strength and flexibility perspective, do you give your patients an exercise regimen that will help them with that? That's question one. And then question two, and you can address them in any order, going back to alignment. I think a lot of people, when they think about chiropractic, think about what you said before, cracking joints and bones and, painful or the potential for injury.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's probably a misperception, but if you could address that.
Yeah, well, when patients come in, we're evaluating them medically. I have a staff of an oncological surgeon who does breast cancer and has a specialty in pain management. Another one's an osteopathic physician, whose expertise is in family care, urgent care, and addiction recovery. I got a team of rehab specialists, including chiropractors and rehab people. So we're evaluating their spine for motion and inflammation. And to answer your first question, we give them exercises specifically for their problem, be it a knee, low back, sacroiliac joint, neck. And in our office, we teach them how to increase the motion and the mobility in the spine, and then we teach them what to do at home. We don't want to see people forever. Our care plans are relatively short, a few weeks in some cases. And then we want you to know what to do at home to maintain this on your own so that you don't really need us. One of my biggest criticisms of chiropractic, and I teach all over the country to groups of chiropractors, and some of them don't like it when I say this, but they shouldn't have to adjust you forever. They should fix your spine and teach you how to maintain it at home on your own. And that's what we do, but it really requires other practitioners. Some people are so locked up in their muscles, they need trigger point injections. Sometimes their pelvis is so tight, they need sacroiliac injections. And if their knees are unstable, well, their spine's never going to be in good shape, so you got to fix that too. So it's got to be a holistic approach, and we teach a very specific type of rehab and motion that's specific to the spine and posture. So we show you what to do in the office, we train you in the office, we fix your spine, and then we show you what to do at home to maintain it on your own.
Let me expand on that and go back to your illustration of a car alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about muscles. Chiropractic should not have to adjust you forever. They mm-hmm. should align you, and then they need to strengthen the associated muscles to keep it in alignment, which is exactly what they do on a car. They got to loosen the nuts, align it properly, then retighten the nut. And that's what you're speaking of from the chiropractic standpoint.
Yeah. When I saw hundreds of patients a day, I was just adjusting. And I noticed that my patients who worked out a lot, they held their adjustment. They got better. And then I started studying with various rehabilitation spinal biomechanics, spinal biophysics experts, and they're all doing exercises. In fact, their patients do 40 minutes of exercises on every visit. And I thought, gosh, my patients are only in the office for 5 minutes. How am I going to do this? But the results are so dramatically different. I could change somebody's curve in their spine in 6 weeks now, where it used to take me 18 months, because we do the exercises. Yeah. So actually, this is another thing chiropractors don't like when I'm teaching. The rehab's more important than the chiropractic.
Well, I mean, it is.
It is.
And in surgery, I mean, you know, look, surgery is nothing but mechanics. I'm going to get in trouble there. But, it is. I mean, if you see the process over enough, it's a step-by-step-by-step process, as long as you don't get in trouble, as long as there's no abnormal thing. It's the rehab. It's what you do afterwards.
Yep.
So going back to the second question. Mm-hmm.
What was the second question?
The second question was people's general fear and perception of chiropractic.
Yes. Well, those old school adjustments are good for some people, teenagers, football players, things like that. But it's so technically sophisticated now that we can use instruments that gently nudge the spine. I adjusted an infant the other day, you know. Just so happens the ear infections went away without any medication because we opened up a nerve center in the top of the skull that allowed the head to drain. No longer any need for an infection or inflammation in the skull. So that baby got a very light adjustment. And we're usually using instruments to adjust the spine. But some people, you know, I might adjust you guys with an osseous adjustment that actually moves the bone, but I might not. Depends on what you need. So different strokes for different folks, but our chiropractors are, you know, proficient over 20 techniques, and most of our patients are just getting a very low force adjustment. A lot of it is soft tissue where we work on the muscles to mobilize and align the joint without actually doing any popping or cracking.
And again, let's go back, and you tell me, I don't want to step on you, but I think when I hear you saying is what I think I'm about ready to elaborate on. Chiropractic medicine, holistic medicine has its place, just like radical medicine. So the key is finding out how you integrate all of these processes for the betterment of the patient. Yeah. One today, it might be one form of treatment, but tomorrow it might be something else.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're advocating that someone that comes in with a stage 4 breast cancer that you don't have surgery. I don't hear you saying that, there is a place there.
And I make an example in my new patient workshops where I'm talking about the difference between holistic and alternative doctors and traditional allopathic medicine. And traditional allopathic medicine is really good at that extreme medicine and trauma. You know, if I got a broken leg and blood squirting out of my leg and I got crushed ribs and a collapsed lung, please don't take me to this office.
Yeah, do an adjustment, you know, right? Yeah.
Get me to the emergency room because we're actually the best in the world at that. Yeah. Where we're failing worldwide is on the maintenance of health from cradle to grave because it's all about pharmaceutical drugs. So we have to take it. You know, I have drugs in my office. We use cortisone injections, but it's only 1 in 200 patients that actually needs that. We got lower level stuff, Marcaine, lidocaine, you know, much lower level analgesics. We don't just run after the drugs. So, you know, my heart dropped when you mentioned hips because, frankly, we don't do a lot for hips. Once a hip is degenerated, you're in trouble.
I apologize.
No, it's quite right. It makes a good point because that happens when the pelvis is out of alignment. That's something we can help. You got a degenerative disc. Well, many people feel that you can't regenerate a disc once it's degenerated. You can. It's new technology. We can open up that disc and take a 3-millimeter disc and turn it into an 8-millimeter disc and teach you how to keep it that way, even at 78 years old. So these are amazing things. But, you know, hips are tough. I can't get a needle all the way in there with, you know, the equipment I have. And, frankly, once it's degenerated, you're in trouble until you get that thing replaced. So we try to help people avoid that type of scenario by keeping the alignment and the motion in the rest of their spine.
So what about the person that maybe doesn't know what their problem is? Maybe they just, you know, occasionally wake up with a backache or they get a twinge when they're running or working out, but it doesn't appear to be chronic. Is it worth somebody like that coming in to see you and just have an evaluation?
Yeah, the best thing to do is come in and talk to us first. There's no charge for a consultation where we sit down and we try to evaluate if this office is a good fit for you. Because we do have people coming through the door with MRIs under their arm, and they're in really big trouble, and sometimes we have to send them off to surgery. We can't help them. But many of those people, we help them avoid surgery, and we can turn things around. And then there's the guy that you described who's, you know, I just got this backache and I'm not sure what it is and it comes and it goes and I spend some time on the computer and it hurts worse and I just want to see if there's anything I can do about it. Chances are we can really help that person in short order.
And you have people that can – I've heard you talk about x-rays. You just mentioned MRIs, so you have people that can read MRIs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do a sophisticated form of nerve testing. I have a doctor of physical therapy who performs an amazing nerve test to help us find out exactly where the impingement is. Is it actually in the carpal tunnel in the wrist, or is it in the elbow, shoulder, or neck? Well, 80% of the time, it's not in the wrist. So those carpal tunnel surgeries are useless a lot, quite often. So we got to figure out exactly where the impingement is. We can't just say, oh, it's in the neck. Let's work on that. You know, we got to be sure we know. So we do an awful lot of testing, you know, digital x-rays, nerve testing, blood testing, vascular tests. Sometimes that tingling feeling in the fingers is actually blood flow. So we got to determine between nerve and blood flow. Mm. And so the testing is key.
And does typical health insurance pay for this kind of thing, or
it does.
Private pay? Or
yeah, our office is in network with all the big providers, and Medicare covers almost everything that we do. Mm. So, yeah, because it's medically covered.
Yeah, I think that's a big issue for a lot of people. I mean, they don't know, and
right.
Some people make a wrong assumption about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna speak to a situation that speaks well of the profession. You're going to be mad at me because I use a different chiropractor, but nevertheless. I have a fused cervical vertebrae, congenital. Mm. So I didn't know it till I was probably in my 40s. Well, having severe neck pain, stiff necks, you know, all that, and long story short, went to a chiropractor, did x-rays, and said, you know, he looked at me and said, do you ever play contact sports? And, of course, I did, and he just shook his head. Nevertheless. I got a chiropractor that I go to that I get locked up occasionally, and he comes in and he finally has told me what I have to do to stop it. And basically is, first of all, align it and then give me a series of exercises to strengthen it. And I've been good about that. But then I want to do more. You know, I want to do military presses and all this stuff. And he finally looked
at
me. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said. Anytime you're lifting a weight above your neck, it's compressing. You know, and so I quit doing those type of exercises. And lo and behold, now it's not cured, but I tell you, where I was having problems maybe 3 to 4 times a year, it's maybe once a year now.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I like his approach.
Yeah.
It's an excellent approach. And you can't do anything about a congenital fused
vertebra. No,
but you're going to have problems above and below that.
Yeah.
So you have to watch your neck a little bit more careful than the next guy.
Yeah.
And there's people born with things like that in their neck and their low back, and 15% of the population just has these instabilities that they have to take care of a little more closely.
I mean, you know, he was very pleased that I was working out until he found out what exercises I was doing. And he shook his head and said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's like somebody with a spondylolisthesis, a slipped vertebra, congenitally just missing cartilage from birth, doing squats and deadlifts and going to CrossFit. Just not safe. Mm. You know, there's a lot you can do at CrossFit and very intense exercises, but there's a few things you better not do.
Let me introduce another aspect to this. One of the very first shows we did 4 years ago was with a chiropractor that practices, I think his office is in Alpharetta still. It used to be down by North Point Mall. And he had connected with a guy from St. Louis that had the spinal compression clinic, but he had moved into a practice that was focusing on keeping seniors from falling through, you know, the use of chiropractic and through the use of very specialized orthotics. Is there anything in your practice that kind of addresses the issue of senior falls and keeping them on their feet through therapies that you might provide?
Yeah, any patient that comes in 17 or 77 is going to be evaluated for balance and coordination. And very rarely do we see it in a 17-year-old, but certainly folks over 50 and 60 start having these issues. And so many of them need ankle-foot orthotics. Sometimes they have other issues going on with hormones, nutritional deficiencies. There's all kinds of things that can cause this. And that's another one of my criticisms of our professions, is that they just jump at an orthotic rather than really trying to find the cause of this dizziness and imbalance. So sometimes it's in the central nervous system with a misalignment in the spine. Sometimes there's tension on the spinal cord. Sometimes, you know, they haven't had a B12 shot in their life and they don't have any B vitamins in their system. Their nervous system's starving. So they start having neurological issues. So it's nice to do some testing and figure out exactly what's causing that. But, yeah, we do address that to answer your question.
You know, we were talking as we began the show about the time, and you look at the, I mean, here we are, and we haven't stopped, and I'm sure we could continue. Before we kind of move into the closing segment, is there a situation or anything that you'd like to bring to light that we haven't covered? I know you're referring to your notes there, and we probably have been all over the map, but if there's something you'd like to bring to light that that we haven't, please feel free at this time.
No, I think, you know, we hit it early, and that was the things that we can do for people to increase their range of motion and get them out of pain.
Yeah.
Because when you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, man, that's what you need. You may not need life-saving surgeries, God forbid, but a lot of people do need some increase in their range of motion. They want to be able to do some more gardening, walk a little bit further. You know, I just had a woman the other day who, you know, they have a beautiful property, and she isn't able to walk on her property because she's afraid of what's going to happen with her knees. Well, we've turned that around for her. So that's a lifestyle change. And, you know, she's not 18 again, but she's really enjoying her life a lot more. And, you know, an elderly woman bowling with her grandkids and getting back into the garden. These are the things that really are exciting. And then, of course, you know, the extreme pain of neuropathy. If we can help people reduce that 50% so that they can sleep better, you know, in many cases we can't get it out 100%. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, oh, wow, we fixed neuropathy. That's one of the toughest things going. That's like migraine headaches. It's just a really difficult problem. There's so many causes, and it's a degenerative issue. Not everybody can be turned around from that. But many, many cases, almost every case, we can reduce it.
And what I mean, that's actually a very common problem with our clients. So what are some of the ways that you use to reduce neuropathy?
Nutrition and circulation. Many of these folks are missing the nutritional items that they need to regenerate their cells in their legs and feet. And the circulation into these extremities, into the feet and the toes and the legs, has been compromised for years. And this is why things have broken down. So we're using whole body vibration, which is a technology out of Russia that stimulates the circulation out into the extremities. And it really just has amazing results. And it helps with hormone imbalances. I mean, cortisol levels go down, human growth hormone levels go up. So it's a really interesting therapy, whole body vibration.
Does anything you do hurt?
Why, of course, Brad.
Answer that correctly.
Yeah. Seriously, that's a concern of a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I go to the chiropractor, he's going to hurt me.
Yeah. Well, again, this isn't a chiropractic office. It's a medical office. So.
And I do understand that.
Yeah. But. So because people are in pain, some of the things we do aggravate that. Those first couple visits can be a little grueling. But once you get through that first releasing of the fixation, reducing the inflammation, then things really begin to turn around. So I call it grueling rehab for my patients. When I'm teaching my home rehab training, I say, look, this is not a spa here. You don't come in to feel better on the first visit. I'm making you stretch muscles that haven't stretched in 40 years. I'm pulling out restrictions in your spine. You know, we're rubbing through muscles that have fixations and scar tissue. This is not for the faint of heart. This is real rehab. And we only have 6 or 8 weeks to get you corrected. So you better be on board. And surprisingly, after 3 or 4 visits, people really start feeling better. And now they're excited. Now they're pulling through those restrictions themselves. And they see that it's really going to benefit them. So yes and no. Sometimes it does hurt.
Well, I can say, and I understand what you're saying. But yeah. I got to tell you, every time that I go to the chiropractor, whether he's doing muscular massage or whatnot, the endorphins released, I always feel better. I mean, it's almost instantaneous. Yes.
Yeah.
So I just want to kind of soften that and say, yeah. Look, I think it, I'm sure there are cases where what I say is not true, but I think usually it's an instant benefit from it.
Yeah. When we work through plantar fasciitis, you know, we're rubbing that fascia with a metal tool and flattening it out and taking out the wrinkles. That does not feel good. It's over in 2 or 3 minutes. But, man, you put your shoe back on and your life has changed. You can walk now. There's no more pain. It's outrageous.
Right. That's right.
So it's worth it.
Well, as we start to wrap up, and again, before we even do that, I want to thank you for being our guest. And invite you to come back. If there's another issue that you'd like to speak to, if there's an event going on, we'd love to have you.
Great.
Just as long as you know that we can speak a little bit about the senior population. We'd
of course.
Love that. As we close, won't you kind of summarize, if there are some individuals out there who just can't get their hands around whatever ails them from a medical standpoint, mm-hmm. Can you give them a piece of advice at a high level? Where should they begin? What should they do?
I think they should begin by looking at our website, catalystphysicalmedicine.com. Call our office and schedule a free consultation. It's no charge to come in and sit down with one of my doctors for a half hour and go over exactly what concerns you. We'll determine, can we help you? How long will it take? How much will it cost? And does my insurance cover? All those questions that you want without having to come out of pocket and spend a lot of time on an examination if we can't even help you.
Yeah, and what you're saying is that, you know, in short, look at an alternative. I mean, it's kind of like the definition of insanity. Mm-hmm. You've been doing the same thing for 50 years, and here you are. Let's try something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
And where is your office located?
We are in Alpharetta at Atlanta Highway and Post Road. So for the folks that travel 400, that's exit 12B or 13, depending on which direction you're moving in. But it's the northern part of Alpharetta on Atlanta Highway and Post Road. There's a public shopping center there. It's called Midway Plaza. The phone number is 770-667-0099.
Dr. O'Connor, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This was fun.
It was a great show. Thank you. Again, we want to remind our listening audience that they can always listen to the rebroadcast of today's show at eugeriaradio.com. And as we always do, we want to close in saying that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.